It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State education officials are deciding how to spend more than $2 billion in federal funds to help reverse academic learning loss during the pandemic. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Since the pandemic began, the money has arrived in different pots, each with different restrictions and deadlines. State education officials told a committee of lawmakers this week that schools are considering implementing a host of programs, including high-impact tutoring programs for children this summer. Senator Rachel Zenzinger says there are concerns about how to spend the funds.
My greatest fear is that this is so much money, and what we really need to do with it, we can't.
The money is one-time funding. She and education officials said what schools really need is the ability to hire more highly trained long-term teachers. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
After a year of downturn amid the pandemic, the Colorado Springs Downtown Partnership released an annual report on economic development and business growth. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Restaurants and bars in downtown Colorado Springs saw a 35% decline in sales last year, but some see chances for recovery. Rebecca Tarabarelli, who owns Rasta Pasta, says she's looking forward to serving folks as indoor dining restrictions ease.
The last year has felt like being more in the food service business and not in the hospitality business. We want to do so much more than just selling our food to people. We want to give people the full dining experience.
She says her main concerns now are hiring and staffing, as well as competing with bigger chains. New projects like the soccer stadium Widener Field opening next month give Tarabarelli hope she and other restaurant owners will see more business as the year continues. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
25 miles of the Colorado River through Grand Junction and 16 miles of the Gunnison River in Delta County are newly designated critical habitat for a rare songbird. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
The western yellow-billed cuckoo is known for its white marking and long tail. It migrates from Central and South America up into the U.S. where it seeks out breeding grounds, often following river corridors. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service designated the bird's habitat in Colorado and surrounding states to help protect the species, which has been on the endangered list since 2014. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
This is CPR News.